If you smoke cigarettes and have wanted to give them up, the Great American Smokeout is coming up on November 20th. I'm speaking with the Health Department's Tobacco Prevention Coordinator, Paula Collier, and the Tobacco Settlement Fund Coordinator, Janie Burley, to learn more about local smoking cessation efforts. The Great American Smokeout is a national event. It happens all over the country, and it's an opportunity for people who smoke cigarettes to have the support of the entire nation when they put those cigarettes down for at least that one day. What happens to someone's body when they light up a cigarette and pull that smoke into their lungs?
When they take that pull on the cigarette, they're inhaling over 7,000 chemicals, one of which is nicotine, which is highly addictive. It's 10 times more addictive than heroin. And it's the nicotine that gives them that feeling of reduced stress if they're stressed. Gives them a little bit of a high, and that's what makes them want to continue to take another puff and another puff.
So it becomes very easily addicted right away. A lot of those other chemicals just simply are not good for you.
What happens is, due to a product of the combustion, they build up their levels of carbon monoxide, which is poisonous and toxic. And the more that you smoke, the higher your level of carbon monoxide in your body.
You also have damage to your pathways because of the heat.
Yep. Due to the heat, you're going to damage your airways, and then the particles that you're inhaling go deep into your lungs. And as most people know, you know, smoking is a cause of lung cancer. But it's not only lung cancer that affects your body. You can affect other parts of your body, your skin. You can get Buerger's disease, which may lead to amputation in the future. All other types of cancers that do come along with smoking, not just the lung cancer that most people know about.
And it's not just the person that is smoking that is going to be negatively impacted by what's going out in the air. Secondhand smoke is a leading cause of problems in the workplace, which is why in most places in America, in fact, some cities are going totally non-smoking to protect the people that don't smoke from the negative impacts. What happens when someone is around a smoker?
They suffer the same consequences as the smoker. It just sometimes takes a little bit longer. Someone exposed to secondhand smoke is at risk for all the same diseases as a smoker is. For example, COPD, heart disease, all forms of cancer, lung disease, asthma and its exacerbations.
But they don't get the kind of euphoric high from the drug nicotine.
No, they just suffer.
So when you're thinking about smoking, or maybe you're thinking about quitting smoking, you're going to probably need some help. This is not an easy thing to just step away from.
It's not easy at all, but that doesn't mean people can't be successful. One of the things that we recommend is that people get as much support as they can. The more layers of support you have, the more successful you will be. So, for example, it's a great idea to talk to your doctor. There are some medications that make it a lot easier to quit. Nicotine replacement therapy has been very successful. You can speak to your doctor about that or your pharmacist. CVS is a great resource for that. They've recently quit selling all forms of tobacco, and they're really on board with helping people quit, and they have a cessation program at CVS.
When you're trying to quit, if you can get the support of your family and friends, they can be motivational at a time when maybe you're thinking about picking up a cigarette. And if you get them to actually say, you know, no, you've made a commitment to try and quit today, say for the Great American Smokeout, or even just you want to quit on any given day, they can be there just to support you because quitting is really difficult. It takes on average 11 attempts for a smoker to quit smoking.
One of the things it's important to remember is that it isn't miserable forever. It's just you're going to be miserable for maybe 3 to 5 days. So you can plan. Some of that is called planning your quit. So if you realize, you know, it's going to be pretty rough for the first 3 to 5 days, then you can plan an easier schedule, more rest, more exercise, drink more water, make sure you have fun things planned with your friends and family, and then it gets easier. It gets easier every day after that.
The actual withdrawal from the nicotine is that 3 to 5 days. After that, it's more behaviors that you're used to. You're used to lighting up a cigarette after a meal or when you go out drinking, or it just becomes a habit that you reach for that, even though your body no longer craves the nicotine.
Absolutely. So the first part is getting over the addiction itself, and then the second half is behavioral.
So What's going on in Chattanooga that the health department is working with on the Great American Smokeout November 20th?
We will be partnering again with Erlanger Medical Center. We'll be doing carbon monoxide testing to give people information about the level of poisoning they have in their body. And it can be very motivating and helpful for people and their families to see that level. And we'll also be giving them a lot of resources and encouragement and support.
What are some of the best positive side effects of quitting smoking?
Firstly, your food begins to taste better. You have more energy. You sleep better. You start to actually look better. Your body starts to heal within 24 hours of stopping to smoke. So the carbon monoxide levels go down. And then as you stay smoke-free, your body is getting better and better every week, every month, every year.
It won't actually stop cancer if it has already started, but it will reduce the chance of cancer as your lungs heal and your airways clear up.
That's correct. I think I read recently that if you've quit smoking, within about 5 years, your chances of lung cancer has decreased 50%.
Municipalities across the country are getting involved by banning smoking in public spaces.
In communities that go tobacco-free, there's a 40 to 60% reduction in ER visits for all causes, heart attacks, strokes, asthma, all of those things go down. And so you find that communities are much, much healthier with tobacco-free laws.
The Great American Smokeout is November 20th. The Hamilton County Health Department is teaming up with Erlanger to provide carbon monoxide testing and information to help you give up nicotine and begin to enjoy a smoke-free environment. For more information, visit the web at health.hamiltontn.org or call the Tennessee Tobacco Quit Line at 1-800-QUIT-NOW. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.